What's happening, y'all? Welcome back to the Tips of Podcast. It was funny. One of my buddies sent me an anniversary photo today of the day I got my bachelor's degree. And I couldn't help but be shocked. It was like 7 years ago. I'm like, holy shit. And I had to tell him, like, yo, it's already been almost a decade since I got my bachelor's degree. He was like, yeah. And I was like, man, at that point, we already knew each other a long time. And now it's been 7 years since that time. So it's just crazy. Like, all that all goes back to just how fast time really flies. And how much you just, you know, he texted me back. He was just like, you just got to live a little bit more, brother. Because he tells me that I'm always like working, because I usually am. I'm trucking, I'm hustling, I'm doing stuff. By the time I look up, I'm like, oh, damn, another day is already flying by. And based on productivity, though, I'm just glad we don't waste it, you know. And but that just tells me like another thing also, because I told him I was kind of having a long day before he sent me that photo of the anniversary. The fact, just to put everything in perspective, the fact that I don't even know the anniversary of my college graduation was today. It just shows a lot. Not because like college is ass, but just because I just don't believe in that route. And if you heard some of my previous podcasts, you understand how much I do cover that route. So, man, I just to touch base on everything today, I just wanted to say, keep showing up. The reason being because I was having a bad day. He sends me this folder and I was like, damn. And it just helps you realize the gratitude component and just being able to have another day to do this. And I noticed that gratitude has been helping me out a lot more. Now, not some rah-rah cliche stuff, but more like just being grateful for just having some energy and having some opportunity and having, you know, the finances or whatever it is. Everybody goes through shit. So I don't know. Everybody has their own unique experiences. And I found that out as I gotten older. I used to always feel like it was just me that had bad stuff happening at times. But once you start recognizing that everybody has issues, everybody has obstacles, everybody has stresses, it just helps you really do that. You know, today I took a walk at the outdoor mall. My friends always laugh at that statement because I have a song, or it's called Getting It by me. And it's called, I say I go to the outdoor mall. So today I did go to the outdoor mall that I talk about in my music. I took a walk around. The weather was beautiful today. And I, you know, I stopped at Barnes and Noble for a little bit. Well, I went a little bit too early because on Sundays, today's Mother's Day also, and Sunday they close, they open at 12, usually all the stores over here in Texas. So at 11 a.m., Barnes & Noble was open. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to Barnes & Noble for a little while. I went to Barnes & Noble. And this is why I want to kind of go back on the keep showing up part and just like the gratitude essential. Because when I walked in there, I got a book called, I think it was like Pivot Your Way Towards Success or Pivot Your Success, something like that. And I was just reading it. I was kind of just going through it. Usually I just pick up books and read them, like read some important notes, jot them down and remember them. Something that I read, there was a quote in there about stresses and gratitude. And basically what she says is that somebody, one of her colleagues and the author's colleague, she had got like some huge like promotion. And after the promotion, she quit the job. Then she used that money to reinvest. She ended up making like millions of dollars, and they'll go to the same church still. So like the author was still working at that corporation at the point. So the author goes up after her. She goes up to her after the church meeting, basically. And after church, she was just like, hey, congratulations on all your successes. I heard you're a solopreneur. You've been doing all this millions since you left our company. And she was still at the company. But now the author is an entrepreneur herself, but this was before. And so she was just trying to give her like good energy because she wasn't trying to hate. Let her know that she wasn't trying to hate on it. And the girl looks at her and she says, just to let you know, I forgot her name. It's like, I forgot the author's name. But she was just like, just so you know, the money's not always green. And I was like, damn, like that statement really hit me, because in recent times, you know, they always say like the grass is always green on the other side, all that cliche quote. But when she says it like that, when you're reading it in that context, you're like, damn, like she says the money's not always green. The reason being is because like just because you're always making all this money doesn't mean that, you know, you're happy, or just because you have all this stuff, like rather you're born into wealth, which I don't hate on. I don't hate on people that were born into wealth. I unfortunately wasn't, but I don't hate on it. And it just shows to tell you that nobody's invincible, that everybody has issues. That's why this episode today is very important when I talk about keep showing up, because everybody has issues. They might be on different levels, but everybody has issues. Steve Harvey says it amazing too. He's like, man, y'all just not going to do certain things because y'all got bills. He's like, man, I got bills too. I'm a little bit wealthier than y'all, but I got bills still. And everybody still got like issues and health problems at times. And so she looked at her and she was so stressed out. And I think that's what she wrote, that a couple of years later that she had like passed away. And then she had did a study that there was like a lot of people passing away, that even on the wealthier notion. And then she just said she always remembered that statement, like the money's not always green. And she looked at her like she was trying to advise her and give her like full on. She said that the man, she describes in the book really good. She says like she was looking at her like fiercely, like the money's not always green. Like that she, I don't know, that I guess it was the stress that she did not enjoy or something. But other than that, man, just knowing, because that relates to me, because as I go to these outdoor malls, I live a little bit more on the luxury side over here. And when I look at the, when I'm at the outdoor mall or I work out at, the country club and the luxury gyms, and I do see people, I'm not on their level. I'm still climbing, but we're around that vicinity. We're getting to the table, you know what I mean? And when I look at them, I converse with a lot of them, but a lot of them also are very mad at times every day. Sometimes I see them every day and they're pissed off. And I'm just like, I always wish that like I could help them out, but I never want to like step into people's like bubble like that, And, it just recognizing that you can be at any income level, you can be at any level in general, and you can enjoy life and you could also hate life. Like I actually had a bad day today, like going through all that. And then once I started reading and taking the walk around and my friend started texting me about my graduation, I was like, man, this is cool. I just got to keep showing up. I got to keep trying. This is another chance at the day and just keep being better. I had tons of things written down for the week. We almost were able to knock out all of them, which is cool. We just kept showing up, kept showing up, kept showing up. And I think that's pretty much the main moral of all the story. If you feel it, and not to advise you or try to be preachy, but showing up is very important because it gives you this aura and this confidence that nobody could really instill on you. You know what I mean? They can't really take that away from you. Like no matter how much more money they make than you, how much more status, how much more women they get. Like when you work on yourself and you're completely productive and you have like real genuine like perspective on things and you really want to help people and you really are trying to be a better person like every day, even in closed doors, in the shadows, like whatever you're doing, like nobody can take away that confidence. And then on top of all, if you have like a massive spirituality and you believe and you pray and you're able to work at it, you're able to organize your thoughts and write things down and clean up whatever you do have, and whether it's your health and your apartment and your car, just anything that goes on, as long as you're able to try to hone that and be grateful for that and find opportunities for that, I think that that's something that is incredible, and especially somebody like me, if you're in my stature, if you heard a couple of my previous podcasts, you'll hear that I quit my job recently and I'm trying to like take a curve on, on my dreams, and I have a new journey now in faith and trying to like up that faith and up that productivity, up that responsibility and up the pressure it does, and try to live up to that pressure of performancing. Performances of trying to like perform at a high level of business and just being a better person from the law of attraction and doing everything, just having better intentions overall. And since leaving my job, that kind of reminds me, that not all money is green. So for me to not act desperate, or for anybody to not act desperate, if you're in a career transition or anything, to not really chase any opportunity that's quickly that's going to throw money at you. Because you still want to have like your dignity. You still want to have, especially if you're a brand and you're looking for longevity, you don't want to jump on like the first thing that you're trying to come across, So I just keep showing up. It's something that is a key term for me today. Keep showing up, keep being the best that you can be, keep investing in yourself and just being able to really rock out and do what you want. Know that you're the rock star of your show. Like you're the main star of your movie, and being able to like visualize it and paint it up. Envisioning is a very strong exercise that I've been doing. Also, I've noticed the mental muscle, like once you start building on it, you kind of just don't want to go away from it. Like when it's so hard because you get so like you're attached to, I wouldn't say just self-development, but when you're building on your mind, it's like build on your body. When you do that, both they're both a different lifestyle, right? Like you can build your body, but your mindset could be a lot weaker still. And that's how I was. I built my body a lot, but my mindset was starting to get weaker. And so when I started building this mental muscle a little bit more, now it's harder for me to kind of just clock out of it. So it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing, because as soon as like you start kind of slowing down, you're like, oh man, I want to get back. I want to learn more. I want to research more. I want to try to invest more. So when you show up, you start getting like really obsessed with it. And I think that is where you find your true self, your true potential, your true aura, your true energy, your true intentions. and everything like that, man. So I just wanted to say, if you're at it, keep it rolling, keep going. You're not alone. Keep showing up. Do you, no matter what. And the moral of the story is, like what I said, keep showing up. And I didn't even know it was my anniversary of my college degree, man. And that tells a lot, because that shows that I was more focused on just business, entrepreneurship, passion anyways, than I was on any other thing. You know, it was God, health, my money, fam. And after that, we just kept it moving. So keep showing up, whatever you're going through, man. It will pass, and time will pass, and it'll go by fast. And there's going to be things you don't even remember, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Hit me up. All media at TIMSTUH. Peace.